Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Wherever you may be listening around the world, and however you may be listening, whether it's AM and FMs, XM, shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course all the viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're obviously going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have open phones as well. I have quite a few vital stacks of news and information, obviously, here that we're going to be going over today, dealing with so many huge issues, but there are some interesting articles out of Europe and also out of the Times of India. Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit. And it's interesting, we've been trying to get Ray McGovern on in the last week, former CIA top analyst, advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, to talk about the Egypt situation. And we got a hold of him today to get him on, and he said, well, I don't really want to get into that too much. People know what's happening there, but I'll talk about it. He said, I want to talk about the Bush arrest news that just came out. And it's funny because that's one of the reasons this morning that we redoubled our efforts to get him on. So perfect timing to have Ray McGovern on with us in the third hour today, or coming up 2 hours from now. Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit. And it's funny because that's exactly what we were talking about last night at dinner. After the radio show ended, a couple times a year, I like to treat, especially the Sunday crew that works 6 days a week, to dinner. And I asked where they wanted to go eat, and they said, how about a downtown steakhouse? And it was a downtown steakhouse 8 years ago that I got to see the Bush twins drunk. But that wasn't as interesting as what happened last night, who we saw last night at a steakhouse. We were going to go to one steakhouse, but it's out of business now in this great economy. So many of the businesses are shut down. So we went to another steakhouse, and they set us right down next to Karl Rove. He was just this far away from me. And I'll tell you how it ended coming up in the next segment. But that was undoubtedly very, very interesting. It was pretty dark in the steakhouse. We did have one iPhone that shot some horrid video, my iPhone video. The lens is basically broken. It's fogged permanently because I got it partially wet a few months ago. I've just got to get a new one. I should never go anywhere without a camera. But I'll tell you what ended up happening with the whole Karl Rove situation. Obviously, we'll continue to discuss the fact that on Friday evening, not only the George Soros media matters, but the White House itself responded to our PrisonPlanet.com article from Thursday about Obama policies dealing with energy triggering the rolling blackouts nationwide. And the White House did respond to that. So we know we're on the White House enemies list. That's been reported on by mainstream news. But this is a new level in them countering us. So certainly we need your prayers, all of you out there. Also, Obama has been, in the last 30 minutes, been giving a press conference, or really a speech slash press conference. Obama calls for bipartisan effort to fight for U.S. jobs while he tries to shut down our power plants and put the carbon taxes on us. See, we think of it as a president fighting for us. The globalists that run our country like using our military to dominate the planet, and that's as far as their love of America goes. The rest is nothing but hatred. And the stated goal on record is the deindustrialization of this country. So I thought I would go over some of that. I mentioned this yesterday, but I will play it today. An interview on CNN, Bill Gates' vaccine autism link, an absolute lie, and he gave no proof. Also, we're going to be getting into the latest situation and developments that are unfolding in the Middle East and North Africa in Egypt. And we're going to get into the Huffington Post being bought by AOL. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
what bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 7th day of February, 2011. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan, who, of course, famously confronted at a press conference Donald Rumsfeld about his lies about WMDs. He's going to be joining us to deal with Bush fears arrest, scrap Swiss visit. Former U.S. President George W. Bush has reportedly canceled a visit to Switzerland amid concerns that he could be arrested for allegedly authorizing the torture of prisoners. There's no allegedly. We have the White House memos ordering it and saying that Bush had ordered it from then-Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and John Yoo, White House counsel. And, of course, Cheney doesn't travel to many European countries like Spain because there have been indictments there as well. And Bush has openly, in the last 6 months, written a book about it and given two different speeches where he bragged about ordering torture. And our media has tried to sell us that torture is cool and sexy and a great thing when we do it, but not when others do it. I mean, this is truly the American people being sold on evil. And so if the government can order things that are illegal, then the sky's the limit. Why not ship in drugs? Well, they do that. Why not run giant child kidnapping rings worldwide? Well, they do that. Why not steal veterans' death benefits, which they now admit they're doing? Why not go ahead and steal your pension funds? Why not go ahead and add things like uranium to the tap water, which Texas newspapers have been reporting on the last 2 months. Why not? Why not have the troops use depleted uranium that they know is going to basically soft kill the troops? Why not? If it isn't illegal when the president does it. Remember what Nixon said. He said, well, it's not illegal when the president breaks the law. And that's what they argued under Bush for those 8 years. And now the media has hailed Obama for continuing to do the same thing and say he's above the law and do things that are illegal and unconstitutional. And Cheney has recently praised Obama, saying now he sees that what we did was right, continuing the torture, the secret arrest, all of it. The drone attacks targeting, quote, unknown terrorist. Says, well, that guy's got a gun in Pakistan or Afghanistan. Go ahead and blow up that whole group of people there. This is incredible. So we'll talk about that coming up with Ray McGovern in the third hour today. We'll also pick his brain dealing with the whole situation in the Middle East and North Africa. Obviously, I'll cover Egypt before we have him on. We'll get into the latest economic developments and police state developments. Forget Super Bowl pat-downs. Big Sis wants interrogations and behavior tests. And they're training private security guards, the police, you name it, how to be basically secret police. New report from Paul Joseph Watson. Some good news on the police state front. Two of five FCC commissioners, FCC doesn't have legal authority to regulate the Internet. The problem is the FCC is still declaring that they are taking over the Internet and have the power to control it. So we're going to be breaking that down. Obviously, if you didn't join us yesterday, you don't know about it. But obviously, if you did join us, you know about it. Fox News, Drudge Report, Rush Limbaugh, Media Matters, and a whole bunch of other publications on the controlled left and right. I wouldn't say Drudge is on the controlled left or right, but certainly Fox News is. Media Matters and others on Friday came out and attacked us for our Thursday report dealing with Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. The White House responded Friday afternoon with a press release by Dan Pfeiffer, White House Communications Director. And I went through that yesterday, but I'll be recapping the latest developments on that front. We have our counter story to it. White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. Also, the Heritage Foundation concurred with our analysis and did point out that Drudge's top storyline for the morning featured connection to Obama's policies and blackouts, again, linking through to what we were covering there. We're going to be going over all of that. And the so-called global warming, Al Gore, of course, last week and then again today, is saying in press releases that this is global warming causing these extremely cold temperatures across the United States. Mexico, 35 zoo animals are froze to death in northern Mexico because they're just not prepared for it. Also, northern Mexico, cold snap paralyzes Juarez. So those are just some of the reports that we have on that front. Also, later in the next hour, I get so many emails. I get so many calls. I've had people in the office last week asking me about it, dealing with poll shift. And, yes, the poles of the planet have moved and are always moving a little bit, but now they're moving a lot more than they've been recorded in the last 80 years or so since the 1920s when the establishment, the scientific establishment around 1910, 1920, you see the studies begin following the poles. They really only got about 50 years or so of accurate readings. But in the last 50 years, these are the biggest movements ever recorded. So I've done a lot of research on it, but I dove back into it last night and this morning. And we have an article up at PrisonPlanet.com, linked through to the Salem-News.com, magnetic polar shifts causing massive global superstorms. And there is some evidence to that, that it's confirmed it shifted quite a bit compared to previous readings. But it's not like a complete flip where suddenly the pole is in, you know, South Africa and Brazil, you know, where suddenly, you know, the whole planet moves around or the magnetic field moves around, because the moving of the magnetic field can also change the planet's overall orientation of the sun. And yes, that would be a cataclysm. And scientists do believe that sometimes the Earth has massive pole shifts. But no doubt it's moving right now. Every year in the last 12 years or so, I wasn't hearing about this my first 4 or 5 years on air, but the last 10, 12 years, I constantly hear next week, pole shift, next month, and people set dates and never give any proof, and it creates all this hysteria, and people say, why aren't you covering it? Why aren't you going over it? Why aren't you discussing it? Well, I'll spend 10 minutes or so next hour getting into pole shift, and you're welcome to call in and talk about pole shift, or even more importantly, big changes that are always going on in the sun and its magnetic field bathing the Earth in solar radiation, the main driver, obviously, of the climate of the planet, even though the UN says the sun has no effect on the climate or weather. If you believe that, I got a bridge I'm happy to sell you on the moon. Magnetic polar shifts causing massive global superstorms. And here's Fox News. Magnetic North Pole shifts forces runway closures at Florida airport. Continuing, we'll go over the overall cataclysmic pole shift hypothesis and what people are saying. Here's another one. Scientist gives human extinction warning. Here's another one. Why is BGS reestablishing a magnetic observatory on South Georgia? That's out of the British Geological Survey. Also, a report here from NASA. Magnetic portals connect Earth to the sun. Satellites spy changes to Earth's magnetic field, Scientific American. This is just some of what we're going to be covering. And I think the bottom line here is we don't know what's happening. Change is the only constant in this universe, and hence on Terra Firma, our little blue-green jewel orbiting the sun two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And I wonder if we could pay Al Gore or the UN or the Rothschilds a tax, and they'll wave a magic wand and stop any pole shifts from happening, or asteroids from hitting us, or the sun shooting out a massive coronal ejection directly at the Earth and blowing out all of our communications. And we know these events happen. We know the cataclysmic asteroid impacts happen routinely. They estimate now not every million years or so, but perhaps every 10,000 years. And that's why many other previous human civilizations going back over 6,000 years just disappear. I don't know. Do we have the technology to put weapon systems in space? Stop it. Probably. But the establishment will then just use those and wheel those guns around, those missiles, around on the Earth. And the globalists have been caught admitting they want to use an anti-asteroid weapon system as a cover for further weaponizing space. So these are all issues we deal with, but that's just part of life. Driving down the highway is dangerous. Swimming in a swimming pool or a lake is dangerous. Walking around, in the woods is dangerous. You could, get attacked by a bear or a wolf or a rattlesnake. Anytime the government sells you that you should not be ever be in any danger and that they're going to protect you, A, under law, they don't have to protect you. B, historically, they don't want to protect you. They want to feed off of you. And it's like that woman I covered 2 weeks ago here in Austin getting a $48,000 settlement with the Travis County. She's out with a bike riding group on rural one-lane, each-way, two-lane road. She's on the shoulder, the broken shoulder, and flips off the bike and broke her jaw, and they settled with her. The message is you fall off your bicycle, you sue the government. Or, oh, my gosh, the sea levels are going to rise from carbon dioxide, which, by the way, they're not rising. Let's pay Al Gore some money. It's a joke. So I'm going to get into that coming up as well. But the first thing I want to get to when we come back from break, because I mentioned it earlier at the kickoff of the transmission, is that George W. Bush, it is confirmed, was to be the keynote speaker, former President George W. Bush, at an event in Switzerland, and is canceled due to fears that he may be arrested or that there's going to be scenes there and that a local magistrate may try to have him arrested, and then he'll have to use diplomatic power to block it, and that will further focus people on his admitted crimes. And it's funny because we were discussing people being arrested for torture and admittedly ordering torture that's illegal and other war crimes last night. The reason it popped up in our debate was we went out to eat after the radio show, and Karl Rove is in town, and they set us down 2 feet from him. Karl Rove was right over my shoulder. I could reach out and touch him, and he was gibbering and giggling like a goblin. I mean, it was literally like I was sitting next to Satan.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Okay, I'll get into the latest developments on Egypt, the economy, the Huffington Post being bought by AOL, the police state developments at the Super Bowl, and a lot more coming up, and your phone calls. I'd love to hear from you on any issue you'd like to discuss. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So 2 or 3 times a year, I like to take the Sunday crew out to eat. And we just, on off chance, I said, hey, we're not watching the Super Bowl. And my wife's out doing stuff with the kids. I said, let's go eat. I said, where do you guys want to eat? Because my sister's a vegetarian. She didn't want to, you know, go eat steak, so she didn't go. But the rest of us went, and we went try to go to one place, but it's closed because the economy's so great. And so we said, well, let's try this steakhouse, or should we try that steakhouse? And we said, we haven't been there. Let's go there. We go in, and because we hadn't been there in a while, and the place is about a third full. And on one end of the dining area, there's a table by itself with some folks at it. And they walk us over and sit us down. And then I look because I hear gibbering behind me. It was four of us at a table, and I was seated with my back to Karl Rove. I didn't recognize him when I sat down. He was right behind me, sitting right here. And I literally hear like demonic gibbering, like if I tried to do an evil laugh, it was and if I was thinking, I could have at least recorded it with my iPhone, even though my camera is somewhat broken on it. Like I said, I got it wet, so it's all fogged up, but it shoots audio. And I was asking the other guys, and one of them had a smartphone. We were trying to shoot some video, but it was so dark in there. But I should have recorded the gibbering. In fact, we haven't downloaded it yet. We may have some of it on audio once we hear it on bigger speakers. But it was the gibbering and all of them demonically laughing. There were five people at his table. And obviously one of them was his wife. It was a gray-haired woman. He kept, you know, rubbing on her back and talking to her. But just the gibbering went on and on. It took him about 10 minutes to even come over and get our drink orders. They were so busy serving them. And the gibbering just went on and on and on. And Aaron Dykes was there. He was up here working on a story, so he went with us. And Aaron, if you remember, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, and the case is still pending, Aaron got arrested for asking Karl Rove a question at a UT speech during the question and answer. Aaron got up and asked him questions about torture and war crimes and how can they say that they're above the law and that Bush was above the law. And there's video of that, of course, online at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Hundreds of thousands of views, and they took him, they arrested him, he didn't resist, and they now are saying they could still press charges, but they haven't yet. But Aaron's lawyer has told him that it's still pending. So they've kind of got that sword of Damocles, and Aaron's like, I want to confront him. And I said, okay, let's get our food, because it looks like they haven't got theirs yet, and let's go ahead and eat since we're here. And then we can confront him. We start having discussions about what are we going to say to him. And I go, Aaron, you don't want to get arrested again. They'll claim you're stalking him. You've already been arrested for asking him a question. And I said, so, you know, maybe I should be the one that talks to him. And then I talked to the one fellow that was there with us that had a phone that had a camera on it. And I said, okay, get ready. We're going to do it. And then the gibbering continued. I mean, it was demonic. So we were there about 25 minutes, and it just continued. It continued on and on, and we were like, I can't handle this anymore. We've got to confront him now. Because I was wondering how a group of people could sound more like goblins. I mean, if you image Lord of the Rings and a group of goblins around a fire eating you know, hobbits or something, it's what it sounded like, just and then they'd whisper in each other's ears, because I guess it was all secret what they were talking about, and then the gibbering would continue, and it was pretty high-powered looking people he was with. I would guess they were in oil. I know what Texas oil looks like. They were all, couple guys, big old giant old country boys, and then I went to the bathroom, and I came back and saw they were looking at me. And I was just like, oh, man. And then the gibbering and the giggling continued on and on and on, unabated. And I just said, you know what? Let's do something classy. Let's wait till they come back over here to the table, and let's just get up and say we're not going to eat here with this war criminal. And so once the staff came over, and we said, we're leaving, knowing that the manager would then come over. Then we got up and said, yeah, we're leaving because he's here. We're not going to eat with him. And I said, not too loud, but, you know, enough for them to hear it. I just said, look, I'm not going to, and they had drinks in their hands and the food. I said, we're not going to basically eat in the same restaurant and sit right next to Hitler. And we left. We basically shunned Karl Rove and made a little of a scene. But I probably should have said more to him or done something. It's just that it was almost like I didn't even want to address him. You know, I've addressed Janet Reno and George W. Bush and others, and he's so evil he might have claimed that we tried to assault him or something as well. He's well known for that. So we just got out of there and went and ate somewhere else.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, finishing up with the Karl Rove situation, how it connects to Bush fears arrest, scraps Swiss visit, and that ties into Cheney calls Mubarak a good friend, U.S. ally, CNN reports in a speech he gave Saturday, just to show how lawless these people are, and if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything, supporting murdering terrorist dictators like Hosni Mubarak. But continuing, I tried to get Phil in here to tell the story of it, but he didn't want to go on air. Aaron was up here working late last night via his choice, so he's obviously still asleep. Tomorrow, or maybe when Ray McGovern's in here during the third hour, we'll get Aaron to pop in and tell his Karl Rove gibbering story. because I said, Phil, did I give an accurate representation? He said, yeah, you did a good job. And I said, well, people aren't going to believe that this continual gibbering and demonic giggling was going on. Come in and back me up. And he said, no, it's true. Just I don't want to go on air. But because I can't believe it. I can't believe that we were there for about 25 minutes, and it was almost unabated, nonstop. If you saw somebody at a bus stop, let's say you were taking the bus, you walked up to a bus stop, you're waiting 20 minutes, and they're giggling and gibbering to one of their friends like this, you'd walk on down the road to another bus stop. I mean, he basically drove us out of there. We were going to wait and eat and then confront him with the demonic presence. I'm not kidding. Aaron's like, I got to confront him now. I can't sit here and listen to this anymore. And we were just not talking, just sitting there listening to Karl Rove going, I mean, I can't even do it as evil as he was. It was like a, and the other ones were doing it. I'm like, what is this? Are these people ring wraiths or something? Are these people some type of demonic entities? I mean, it was amazing. And I have to say, I've never been around Karl Rove in person. I've confronted a lot of globalists at point-blank range, and I talked about Janet Reno had an evil aplomb about her, but he definitely put off really bad vibes, and I didn't like being in the same building with him. And it was basically that we were all getting fired up, and we're really going to confront him, and that my gut was that wasn't a smart move, especially with Aaron already with charges against him for asking Lord Rove a question in public last year. So we got out of there. And now I will regret for the rest of my life that I didn't scream war criminal at him or go over and shake his hand, kind of like I did with Gergen, and then slickly ask him a question. But I think it was also because we didn't have any good cameras. We were shooting some video of him, trying to look at it, and it was just all, I mean, you know those steakhouses, you can hardly see in them. I can make excuses. I think I should have confronted him. I know Phil and Aaron, everybody thought that what we did was classy to get up and say, you know, I'm not going to eat here with basically somebody who's like Adolf Hitler. This is like eating dinner next to Hitler. We're leaving. That guy, well, I did say that guy's a war criminal. But so I guess I did do a little bit. But, you know, once I get going, folks, it would have been a potentially explosive situation. And I'm basically reflecting on it right now here on air. Now, I should have gone over and then left. But then I'd have been thrown out, and that would have been some kind of victory for him. I don't know. I can ask listeners what you think I should have done. But you know what? I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. But now perhaps I should just next time he's in Austin for a book signing. I know he lives here part of the time. He lives in Alabama, D.C., and Austin. Reportedly has a place in Tarrytown. I'm going to make it a mission now to at least go to a book signing. That way it's more of a, quote, public event and the guy isn't eating dinner. I also have an issue about people's privacy. One time we were at La Nueva Leon Mexican food restaurant off of, on 5th Street. And I was with the crew. That was about 4 years ago, one of the last times I was still doing the local access show. And we went in and sat down, ordered our food, and there was a big table, again, right next to us, but with family and kids and a bunch of politicos. I knew I recognized some of them. And all of a sudden, Mike Hansen was there. And he's sitting here looking at the door to the larger dining room. We were in the back dining room. And he said, there's Rick Perry, the governor. And I looked up, and 10 feet away, there's Rick Perry looking right at me at the door. And he goes, and you know, gave me a look of concern, and then turned and walked out. And I said, okay, guys, we're going to see what happens. Then a few minutes later, a couple of plainclothes guys in suits, obviously probably state police security, probably Texas Ranger detail, you know, guys with bulges come in and go sit down at another table. You know, he went out and got, I guess, security out of the parking lot that was waiting, had them come in, and then he came in and went and sat down, started eating, and then he got back up. And he walked over and put his hands on the back of the chair of Raymond, one of Mike's friends that was there. Is it Raymond that was there? The point is, it was Mike Hansen, a few people, put his hands on the back of the seat and looked me right in the eyes, and he said, I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving was coming up in a few days. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving. And I was just, well, you know, Rick Perry's popped in on the show before many years ago as well, but I don't know why I'm now digressing off into these stories, but I didn't confront him there either. I think it has something to do with their families being there. I almost did it with Rove. I'm right now, live on air, I'm trying to go back to my mind and why I didn't really fully confront him. And I think if they would have had children with him, I definitely wouldn't have done it. Because it's a private place. I think they're having dinner, even if he is a war criminal. But I almost did it, but they were with their wives. And I just, I think the cherry on top, the straw that broke the camel's back, was that Aaron, I said, Aaron, what's going on with that Karl Rove thing? Has that been decided? Is that over? And he said, no, they arrested me and basically put charges on him, arrested him for disorderly conduct and resisting, but then never went through with it. Aaron doesn't know the exact legalese, so I'm not sure. But I said that was almost a year ago. And he said, I know. They say it's another year till they could possibly charge me. In fact, I hate even talking about it now. It'll remind him to charge him, the UT police, through the city of Austin. But that was the main reason, is that I didn't want to get Aaron in more trouble, because I know Aaron, he was going to start screaming at him. But I resent the fact, resent's not even the word, I lament, I regret that I didn't do more, but at least I did something. All right, now I've wasted a lot of time on this, and I apologize for that as well. Okay, let's get into the Egypt news. And, of course, this does tie into the whole Karl Rove criminal situation. If they can sell us that Jack Bauer is torturing people and it's cool, and then the Pentagon admits that they're torturing people's children in front of them to get answers, it doesn't get any more dungeon keeper Jeffrey Dahmer than that. The Army's own Tagumbu report, General Tagumbu, put the report out on that. You can just type in General Tagumbu report on Abu Ghraib torture, one of, it's got to be in the hundreds. Most of them are secret, but it's well over 100 that have been identified torture sites all over the world. It's admitted that Camp X-Ray has a CIA-run base within it in Guantanamo Bay that's a laboratory for mind control and torture. And I can't even say on air, because children may be listening, what the government admits they do there to these people. But they're basically manufacturing folks that will plead guilty to create the illusion of terrorism. They're also recruiting people that they then put out as patsy operatives to go out and recruit other people to stage terror attacks. We know that's been happening. It's a very, very serious, very, very serious situation. But continuing here, Cheney calls Mubarak a good friend, U.S. ally. And the government admits that the biggest concentration of black sites, ghost sites, torture dungeons, they've got them all over Eastern, Western Europe, they've got them in the U.S., they've got them in North Africa, is Egypt. And that Mubarak tortures people for even criticizing the government, including killing them. And so, of course, Dick Cheney has come out. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a good friend and a U.S. ally, but declined to predict whether the embattled leader would heed protesters' calls to step down. I think now he's going to go. It's pretty clear. The question is how long. He's trying to say September, but it could be a matter of weeks. Cheney made the comment Saturday night at a ceremony honoring former President Ronald Reagan in Santa Barbara, California. Protesters have pledged to stay on the streets of Egyptian cities until Hosni Mubarak relinquishes power. Mubarak, who has led the North African nation for 3 decades, has said that he will stay in power until September and will not run for re-election. Cheney said the Egyptian leader should be treated with respect. He has been a good man, a good friend, and an ally of the United States. You mean the globalists, Cheney said. We need to remember that. So there's that report right there. Continuing in a major escalation that we did predict a few weeks ago, Business Insider reports, senior U.S. Marine says multiple platoons are headed to Egypt There is a system within the U.S. Marines that alerts the immediate families of high-ranking Marines that their Marine will soon be deployed to an emergency situation where they will not be able to talk to their spouses or families. The alert just went out, says one source. The senior Marine told our source that the Pentagon will deploy multiple platoons to Egypt over the next few days and that the official reason will be to assist in the evacuation of U.S. citizens. One source was told that the chances that they were going over there were 70 yesterday to 100% today. We're keeping these people anonymous because both would get in trouble for sharing this information with the press. On Friday, the Pentagon announced it would move U.S. warships and other military assets to make sure it is prepared in case of a U.S. evacuation, reported the L.A. Times. See, when I read a Business Insider, who I found to be a good news source, people ask how I judge news. A, I think this is a pretty good source in the past. B, when the L.A. Times is admitting warships are going there, who is deployed to get people out of embassies? It's the Marines. So, yes, this is accurate. And a major escalation on that front. American warships heading to Egypt, reports the L.A. Times and other major media outlets. Continuing, Egypt is locked in a standoff. It says anti-government protester, it's a photo, leads chants against President Hosni Mubarak in front of soldiers guarding the Egyptian museum in the main square in Cairo, Egypt. Thousands of demonstrators continue to occupy the square demanding Mubarak's immediate resignation. Political standoff is intensifying. Here's one out of the French news agency, AFP. Saboteurs attack Egypt gas pipeline to Jordan. Israel's also worried about restrictions in gas and oil and also the besieged town of Suez, where they've had 2 weeks of rioting. Unknown saboteurs attacked an Egyptian pipeline supplying gas to Jordan, forcing authorities to switch off gas supply from a twin pipeline to Israel, an official told AFP. The attackers used explosives against the pipeline in the town of Lafin in northern Sinai, near the Gaza Strip, the official said. It was initially thought the pipeline to Israel was attacked. The pipeline to Jordan has been attacked, and the supply to Israel has been cut off, the official said. The army has taken precautionary measures to stop the fire from spreading, the official added. A rescue service for putting the fire out. It is not immediately clear who was responsible or whether the attack was linked to the deadly protest against President Hosni Mubarak's rule, which entered the 12th day on Saturday. So we're now to day 14. We still don't have details of what happened, and they still don't. So that is just some of what's happening. Continuing here, Egypt government hints it seeks to ride out protest wave. Leaders of Egypt's unprecedented wave of anti-government protest have held talks with the prime minister over ways to ease President Hosni Mubarak out of office, but the government appeared this weekend to be digging its heels in, calculating that it can ride out the street demonstrations. But the rallies are intensifying, so that remains to be seen. Okay, next hour I will get into pole shift. How big of a threat is it? Is it real? Yes. The question is it about to happen? It is moving at a record pace right now, the North and South Poles. That is confirmed. But are we going to have a massive pole shift? If we do have one, it's going to be cataclysmic. You can better believe that you're going to see some fireworks if that happens. It appears from human history that there have been a lot of cataclysms in the past, but obviously there isn't good record keeping, especially after the library at Alexandria was burned. But we're going to be covering that coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into some of the other big economic developments that are taking place, but right now, let's take calls. I'd love to hear from you. Donovan in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
There's a couple things I'd like to point out. I'm glad you're talking about pole shift today because I'm driving through Florida here where they recently had to recalibrate the compass headings at Tampa International, and there might be more to follow. So the pole's definitely shifting, more in some areas than others, but I think the important thing is maybe it goes to show something solar related. And that may tie into, you know, these weather anomalies we're having as well. And what, you know,
I'm sure if you just pay some carbon taxes and we shut down some power plants, we'll all be safe. But being serious here, here's Fox News. This is back from January 6th, so this is a month ago. And it says, magnetic North Pole shifts forces runway closures at Florida Airport. The planet's northern magnetic pole is drifting slowly but steadily towards Russia and is throwing off planes in Florida. We'll cover that more, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it does shift slowly over time, but it has accelerated quite a bit the past, I don't know how many years, but it has started to accelerate.
Well, you know what's funny? I remember... 16 years ago, 12 years ago, you know, hearing it, but not really paying a lot of attention to the last 10 or so, that on 2012 there'd be a big pole shift. And it is kind of creepy that we're seeing record movements in the poles right as we approach it. I mean, it is creepy. And we know the globalists have been good at hiding ancient revelations and data. You know, that's one of their big systems of control, is they've hidden a lot of real history. Do they know something we don't know? I mean, I hate to start giving validity to this, but it's got to be looked at. Anything else, Donovan?
Well, yeah, if you look at the other planets in our solar system, they are also showing weird weather anomalies as we are. So,
stay there. I want you to elaborate on that. Absolutely.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Institutions and measure it are confirming that since they've been getting accurate readings for more than half a century, there is the greatest movement in the polls they've ever seen. They normally just move around a very small amount. Now they're massively drifting in the last couple of years, and that drift is accelerating and causing all sorts of problems, especially with the geosynchronous satellites that are engaged in GPS. But the problem is they've only been measuring it accurately for half a century or so, some measurements going back, you know, more than 80 years. So we don't know if this is part of a normal cycle, but NASA and others are saying it's the sun that's the main driver of that, obviously. They must not have gotten the memo from the UN that the sun has no effect on the Earth. Let's talk to Donovan again. Donovan, you had another point you were going to make?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to point out that if the rest of the planets in the solar system are experiencing, you know, other weather anomalies similar, you know, well, not similar to us, I guess you could say, but they are experiencing weather anomalies that it would be implicating something changing.
No, they are similar, and especially the moons of the gas giants. For the last 20 years or so, their ice caps were melting, Mars ice caps were receding. Now they've been getting bigger again because the solar system's cooling off a bit, and because the sun is like a light bulb. You know, it gets brighter sometimes and dimmer you know, simplify it. And that's why when I had David Rothschild on pushing carbon taxes, he denied they want carbon taxes, even though it's admitted. And B, I said, well, why are the other ice caps melting if the warming's only on other planets? Because, you know, that's now 4 years ago. Since then, we know that the cooling has come back in and the warming's reversed. And he said, oh, that's because Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun than Earth. And I'm like, no, the order of the planets are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then out from there with the gas giants, all the way out, of course, to the tiny, now non-planet, because they've delisted it, of Pluto out in the Kuiper Belt. But what's your other point?
Well, I guess it goes back to their idea of carbon tax and, you know, saving the world of global warming. There's a couple of things I'd like to point out. One being that, let's say just for the sake of conversation, that their global warming is caused by CO2 emission, and you know, they're going to save us all, right? Well, their plan of action is merely put a Band-Aid over a gunshot wound. You know what I mean? It's not going to do anything. We'd have to cease all fossil fuel consumption immediately for decades.
But great point. I appreciate your call, Donovan. Look at the Kyoto Protocol. Look at the Kyoto Protocol. Look at it. It says that 167, if you want to be technical, third world countries, including China and India and many other greenhouse gas polluters, that's in quotes, they don't have to make any cuts. So if they restrict our energy here and make people pay more, well, what's left of our industry will leave even faster. And it doesn't cut back on emissions because our cleaner systems get turned off. And then their dirtier systems increase upkeep. The studies show it actually increased the amount of carbon dioxide. I mean, it's all a giant fraud from one into another. It's a bunch of fear-mongering to sell global government and a global regime deciding who can have energy and who can't and how much you can use. It's feudalism, period. By the way, we are getting rid tomorrow morning. We've never extended it this far into February. It always ends in January. We are ending the 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv tomorrow morning. I called Watson up and I said, you haven't got rid of the special. He says, I've been busy. I worked 7 days, Alex. We wrote the article about the White House going after us. I'll change the special tomorrow. Paul does such a great job. So if you want to get 5+ months free, this is your last chance until next December to get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv with all my films, the live video streaming, the higher quality audio podcast, a bunch of other great films, special video reports. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the current members. You make so much of what we do possible. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the special now.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.